Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 33 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about sensory issues in children with autism spectrum. Children with autism struggle with sensory processing issues. That's the reason many of them have difficulty in self-regulation. They don't feel good and may engage in challenging behaviors as they don't feel regulated. Let's talk about our senses. We all know about five senses: touch, smell, sight, taste, and hearing. But do you know we have three hidden senses? Vestibular sense, proprioceptive sense, and interoceptive sense. Many children with autism struggle with these three hidden senses. Vestibular sense is the sense of balance and movement. Our vestibular system is located in our inner ear. Proprioceptive system provides information to our brain about our body's position through our muscles and joints. Interoceptive sense. It helps us to understand and feel what's going on inside our body. Kids who struggle with interoception may have difficulty in interpreting emotions. They also cannot self-regulate on their own. Our son Arian struggles with lots of sensory processing issues to this day. I am not an occupational therapist, but I have learned a lot about sensory processing issues with respect to my own son over the years. Make sure you contact an occupational therapist who is trained in sensory processing who can help you with your child. Many children have difficulty in sitting in one place and are constantly on the move. They have difficulty focusing. They may engage in lots of visual stims, flapping their hands and fingers in front of their eyes, tilting their head to one side and looking through the corner of their eyes or having a peripheral vision. They might have lots of tactile sensitivities with respect to clothing. They might not like hair cutting or nail cutting. They may have difficulty in sleeping. Many of the children toe walk. My own son does this to this day. They may have difficulty with auditory, visual, touch, vestibular, oral, and multisensory information. When children have difficulty with these systems, the sensory input is confusing, upsetting, or not meaningful to the child. It interferes with the child's ability to complete important activities like any other children. They might have trouble with sitting for long periods, remaining alert, and participating in activities with their peers. They also might have trouble in anticipating how to move around safely, resulting in clumsiness, incoordination, and have frequent injuries. They may get too excited or too withdrawn for demands of task at different times. They might have trouble in responding appropriately to social or environmental cues, becoming inflexible or upset by situations more easily. They may seek oral stimulation throughout the day by biting on clothing and putting non-edible items in their mouth. This kind of behavior interferes with attention to task as their hands are preoccupied with putting things in the mouth. They may seek pressure through body by pushing their body onto others. They may have weak bilateral skills, motor planning skills, and may prefer to use one hand only. There are a variety of strategies which can help children with it. Make sure you contact an OT to get strategies for your own child. I'm going to share some strategies which were used with our own son. First, for proprioceptive difficulties, he was given a weighted vest as deep pressure calmed him. Deep pressure is beneficial to children with autism as the added weight helps in calming them when they are feeling overwhelmed or distressed. It improves their ability to focus on tasks for longer periods of time. Weighted vest provides deep pressure to muscles and joints. He was also asked to use a weighted lap pad while sitting at the table to increase attention to task. Arian was asked to carry heavier items from one room to other while cleaning up. He was asked to do a variety of animal walks, like wheelbarrow walk, crab walk, also from one room to other. We were asked to roll the stability ball over him, starting from his toes to his head. A compression vest was also provided to provide him the same input as a big hug. For vestibular difficulties, he was advised to participate in activities like jumping on a trampoline, swimming, riding a bike, which provided him with vestibular input. He was also advised to lay down on a platform swing and swing in a linear motion. For his toe walking, he was asked to wear AFO, or ankle foot orthotics, which helped him a lot. Now, for his tactile sensitivities, we were advised to hide toys in sensory materials like rice, beans, sand, or water. He was asked to draw in sensory materials like salt, sand, shaving cream, and paint. We were also asked to give him fidget items to increase attention to tasks while sitting. For his auditory difficulties, he was asked to listen to soft and rhythmical music while he is engaged in calming activities. He was also given some CDs from specialized listening program. For his oral motor difficulties, he was advised to eat crunchy foods and chew on a variety of chewy tubes. Chewy tubes help in developing oral motor skills and provide great oral proprioceptive input. Our children don't grow out of these difficulties, so we have to learn about them, their challenges, and make sure to consult an OT who can help your child with their unique needs. Make sure we provide them with sensory input throughout the day by incorporating sensory activities. Your OT might provide you with a sensory diet for your child. It consists of personalized activities for your child to provide them with sensory input throughout the day in order to stay focused and organized. I hope I have given you some information on sensory issues your child could be facing. If you see any of these signs, contact an OT so you can help your child to help them regulate better and in their overall functioning in daily life. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.